there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with me, Bill the Engineer, and of course, CJ, one of my dive students and partners in crime here at the, the big radio show. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. How you doing, man?
Good, man. A couple studio broadcasts to take care of, and then we're off to the DEMA show, the largest diving event in the on the planet. Actually happens here first week in November. But we got a lot of stuff to cover, catch up on in between our travels. And if nothing else, we got to talk about lobster sex. Came across the lobster sex guru today on our boat show.
Can you do me a huge favor and terminology? Let's say I discovered him.
I don't understand. did I miss something? Or now, I usually sometimes lobster can lead to sex.
No, this is how you incorporate or how lobsters have sex.
So they mate.
Yes. And the similarities between human and lobster mating
sexual
rituals.
Techniques.
Now, they don't do stuff like the weird spiders do where they, like, bite off the head afterwards.
Hold on, CJ. There's more strangeness coming than you could possibly imagine.
Wow, yes. Do I really want any part of this?
Probably not.
Maybe
but
too
you're
late.
Here. So
even
it's
if,
too late now.
Even if you leave, I'll start doing a CJ impersonation.
You will forever be associated with the lobster sex story.
I have nothing to do with it.
The funny thing is you'll have a French pirate accent if you leave.
Okay.
So you're probably better to
stay.
Cool,
I'd like to hear that now.
Oh, no. I sure you would.
Wacky. Brother. I think wacky.
Wacky?
It's a wacky mood today.
It is a bit wacky.
Is it the paint fumes? Did they paint in here? It looks like they painted.
It is fumes, but I don't think they're paint.
Ah. Fumes. Well, I see you've had some Tex-Mex.
Exactly.
From your...
Yeah. So,
I see the food.
Or maybe Jimmy the Bubble Boy made a pass through the studio before our broadcast.
Now he was helper boy, and then he was anchor boy on the Keys trip.
Right. Now
he's Bubble Boy.
We have not determined whether it was a demotion or a lateral move from going from Jimmy the Helper Boy to Jimmy the Bubble Boy.
Probably a promotion.
You think it is?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, you're schlepping stuff if you're just a helper.
It's a promotion
gear.
Or propulsion. I don't know. But Bubble Boy is what he got named on the on our last live aboard trip with Explorer Ventures. Matter of fact, Gene Flipsy was on that. He was our dolphin whisperer.
Awesome.
And he's on the line right now. He's just got back to the mainland. Gene, welcome to Scuba Radio. How you doing, buddy?
Good, Greg. Good to talk to you again. How are you guys doing?
Back at you, man. We're doing fine. Doing fine. Now, you just got off the Caribbean Explorer 2 after your last week of dolphin whispering, I guess, right?
Well, yeah. That's one way of putting it.
Actually, Gene might have been the guy who gave James the new Bubble Boy moniker. Is that right?
I don't think it was me. I think it may have been Kelly the Mermaid that had something to do with that.
Yeah, Kelly had something to do with it, at least.
I will tell you,
though,
when you told me the story last week, Gene figured prominently in the naming process.
Yeah, I thought it was Gene noticed bubbles coming out of a different orifice other than his regulator and said, hey, how about Bubble Boy?
The thing is, when you pay a lot of attention to marine mammals, you notice where the bubbles are coming from. I think this is the sort of thing that Gene's really tuned into.
He has an eye for that, as the dolphin whisperer, because dolphins use bubbles. They like bubble rings. And, you know, I maybe he thought that James was trying to communicate with the dolphins in a unique,
if he was
way.
If he was trying to communicate, I'm not sure exactly what kind of message he was sending.
Come, follow me to the methane caves.
I noticed that they were a little bit more standoffish after that.
Yeah, who wouldn't be? Holy crap. Yeah. But anyway, so, Gene, we had an amazing experience with the wild dolphins off of off the coast of Bimini. Now, the week after we were on board the CX-2, you cruised up north off a different area of the Bahamas looking for them, didn't you, or what?
Yeah, that's right. The next week after that, we went up north of Grand Bahama to an area called the White Sand Ridge, which is on the western side of the Little Bahama Bank, and it's a very famous location for spotted dolphins.
Now, the spotted dolphins we saw off of Bimini, the ones off of the White Sand Ridge, different pod altogether, different group of dolphins?
Pretty much so, yeah. Different group of dolphins, although some people wonder if they maybe cross paths every once in a while, but for the most part, it's two different pods.
Yeah, and how did the group do on that trip? Did they have those quality encounters like we did when we were on board, or what?
Yeah, we had a good week. We had a good week out there. The diving was fantastic. The weather was beautiful. And we did see some dolphins out there, but it wasn't quite as good as the week when you guys were aboard. There was a little different energy there, so I'd give you guys a nod on that one.
Yeah, well, who knows? Maybe it was those bubbles that Jimmy was producing. Maybe did have something to do to, you know, entice the dolphins to come closer to explore.
What? Gene, honestly, when I've heard about all these stories, I'm not allowed to go anywhere.
Yeah.
But
we keep him locked up into a small room. At least he has an open air ceiling now.
But what I've heard is that one of the things that you're always told is to try to look interesting. Is that the advice that you give?
Well, look interesting, or try to have an energy level that's similar to what the dolphins are doing. If they're sleepy, you want to be pretty relaxed. If they're really playful, you want to be playful. So that's what keeps it interesting for them.
So was there any time when Greg tried to jump 5 feet out of the water?
He tried, but I don't think he got more than about 18 inches.
Yeah. And that was when I was laying on my back. Hey now! Hello! I'll be here all week. Help yourself to the hot and cold salad bar.
That's a belly joke, right?
Yes. I don't know. Anyway, but yeah, it is. Yeah, that's what you do. You mimic what the dolphins are doing, or mimic their energy, which hopefully keeps them interested in swimming around the group and having your encounter with them. Right, Gene?
Yeah, I mean the key to it is you can't really get close to a dolphin or a whale. They have to want to get close to you. It's their natural curiosity that brings them to you. And so trying to be on their energy level helps them be engaged in what's going on.
So whale behavior is similar to dolphin behavior, or is there a lot more social interaction when you come with dolphins?
Well, the dolphins are much more social and interactive with people, or the energy level is much higher with them when they're engaged. With whales, it's a much more relaxed approach. With those, you really have to let them come to you, and just float there peacefully and let them interact with you how they will. There's not so much back and forth. A little bit, but in general, you let them set the tempo and the pace and the distance, and you're observing.
Now, we're talking to Captain Gene Flipsy from Conscious Breath Adventures. He's the dolphin whisperer, and you just wrapped up dolphin swimming season or the season there to go out
dolphin
there. And
swimming season.
Well, I mean, his little week or 5 week run or 7 week run they were with Explore Ventures has just ended, and now whale season off of the Dominican Republic starts in March, February March,
exactly right.
And you do the same type of thing then, where you take groups of people out on a liveaboard trip, and for the entire week you have these encounters. This time the same type of thing with whales. Now, do you try to mimic the energy of the whales and just slow down and talk real slow?
Yeah, just like Dory and Nemo did. You have to know how to speak whale.
Yeah.
But no, in those situations, you go out and you find whales that are going to possibly be receptive for an interaction. You know, there's a lot of different behaviors, and some are more conducive to an interaction than others. If there's a bunch of rowdy male whales competing for a female, that's like stepping in the middle of a bar fight. You just give them their room. But you find others that are more relaxed, and you have the opportunity to get in the water. And again, you're very peaceful and relaxed there, and you have to let their curiosity bring them to you. And they're very curious and social whales, and they will come and look at you and interact with you.
You know, if there's a chance, Greg, for me to go on any of these adventures with Gene Flipsy there.
I can assure you that won't happen.
Okay, Conscious Breath Adventures. I think that with the whales, I would actually have a lot more, personal experience from my first marriage to draw on to get a more successful interaction with a whale.
What do you mean?
Well, I can understand where that comes from, because
boy,
in that situation, the whale's pretty much the boss, you know?
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah. All right. Well, yeah, that explains why that was your first wife.
Yes.
Obviously.
Actually, it was when I started calling her my first wife that I knew things were going well.
Nice. No, you know, the thing about whales, and we talked a little bit about this when we were on the boat there in the Bahamas there, Gene, was that they sing. You hear about this where you hear these whales making all these interesting sounds, and also these real low sub-frequency sounds that literally vibrate the snorkelers like surround sound. Is that what happens? Does it really move you in the water, or what's going on there?
Well, yeah, it literally does. Humpback whales have the most sophisticated song in the entire animal kingdom, and they sing from below human hearing range to far above. The range of frequencies that they sing in is above and below what we can hear.
Now, are they singing? You hear the traditional whale songs, and it's nice and sweet, and that little squeak type of thing you'd hear, but those low rumbles I've heard about, it's like I've heard it like vibrate your bones to the point where it feels like, you know, you're feeling an explosion. Or wait a minute, are they singing or are they passing gas? What's going on?
They're actually singing. These guys are singing down there, and there's no bubbles. We're watching for the bubbles, and they're not letting anything out, so they're not passing any of the gas.
Okay.
But the sound travels very effectively through water, and when you're in the water and your body is mostly composed of water, the energy, the sound energy, just travels right through you. And if you have the opportunity to be on top of a swimming whale and be in the water with one, the song is so powerful that it will literally vibrate you, either the long bones in your legs or arms, or reverberate in your chest cavity. It just depends upon what each person's harmonic frequency is. It's a moving experience. So you're immersed in the song, and the song travels right through you.
Very cool. Well, you know, it sounds like something I need to add to the list. Well, it's been on the list for some time, but I got to figure out a way to make that happen. I know you're going to be at the DEMA show telling people about your liveaboard trips, and if you're listening right now and you can't get to the show, well, of course, you can go to ConsciousBreathAdventures.com. Right, Gene?
That's right. Exactly.
All right, so go there, get information on his whale and dolphin trips, and you can join the Dolphin and Whale Whisperer and have someone to kind of guide you through this experience. All right, more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Boy, he might have a good time doing a whale encounter. And then when the whale sang to him, he could, like, it would vibrate through his bones. It's kind of freaky, you know, when I hear him talk about that whole thing, because I just wonder what that whole experience would be like. The only thing that it seems like to me is that it would be like watching a movie and like, you're in one of those immersive, you know, virtual reality things where the whole thing shakes around you and you feel it. That would be kind of cool.
It would be like one of those rides.
Yeah.
One of those rides that simulate the liftoff of the shuttle.
Yes. I'm still
or
not
it would
sold.
Be like it was a weapon.
I'm still not sold if if it's indeed the whales are singing or it's just whale flatulence.
I believe it's whale singing.
I mean, do you think they have gas underwater? Do whales have gas underwater?
I think that would be bad for their system.
Manatees do.
They'd be dramatically under pressure.
Manatees do. They're mammals, and whales belong in that category, too, so why wouldn't they?
I think it probably has something to do with the structure of their bodies.
You
yes.
think?
Yes.
So you're saying no.
I'm going to go with no.
CJ, what do you think?
I think the only person that would know is Pinocchio.
If whales had flatulence?
Yeah, because he was inside the whale, right?
Yeah, but that...
Wasn't he wooden then?
I don't know. It's been a while since I've seen that.
Yeah. I don't know. I have to brush up on our Pinocchio story.
It's pretty sketchy me bringing up an animated, you know, fictional figure for that anyway, and then we... Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, CJ's a little
bit... It would
bit...
be horrible, though. It would be... God, the bubbles would be huge. If you were on the surface, it would be...
It would look like there was an underwater volcano erupting.
Yeah.
Possibly. And it would smell like it, too.
Well, you couldn't smell. You'd be underwater. Poor bubble watchers.
The bubble's eventually going to make it to the surface.
That's what I'm talking about, being on the surface. What if you were just a little fisherman in a tiny little dinghy or a little tiny rowboat and this giant fart whale bubble pops up and just goes... It could capsize you. It really could.
Really? Could it?
It would be like a Nautilus-class submarine coming to the surface right next door to you.
Yeah, nuts.
Okay, if you say so. I think
you know
so.
What? I think that that's probably where the story of sea monsters came from. Ships capsized in the late 1500s by whale farts.
Well, there was that phenomena in the Bermuda Triangle.
Phenomena.
Thank you.
That's where we were, actually.
Phenomena.
When we were doing the dolphin things, we were in the Bermuda Triangle.
Remember, do you guys ever see on the...
White man.
Well, not you.
Never mind.
Or you, actually.
There was underwater methane eruptions that have been used to explain some previously unexplained phenomena.
So you're saying the methane could have been caused by whales.
Could have.
Hey, we may have solved a major mystery here today on Scuba
That's
Radio.
Probably what happened to Atlantis.
We are probably in line for a Nobel Peace Prize.
Easily.
At least three.
We got in trouble.
We
got in some trouble for that last
year. Yeah, what happened with that? We never did really, you know, what at the end of the show, somebody called up and complained about that, something about a Nobel Peace Prize that we wanted one.
I mean, last week, the big news was that the president, Barack Obama, had been awarded a Nobel Peace Prize.
Right.
Even though, you know, from a kind of global peace perspective, in my opinion, very little has changed in the short amount of time he's been president.
Okay.
So we're kind of kidding about the fact that maybe they just gave them out. It was like a parting gift. You know, if you get onto the Wheel of Fortune and you come in third, you get a Nobel Peace Prize.
It's kind of a popularity contest.
Yeah. At this point, anyway, it's become a little politicized.
Yeah.
So we were making fun of it, making light of it.
I don't remember that.
Per se. And someone called in and gave me an earful about being disrespectful to the President of the United States.
No, we would never do that.
I would.
Okay. So blame CJ.
I wasn't even here.
CJ at scubaradio.com.
We have
Thank
no...
Thank God I don't really have an account here.
Just feel grateful if you're listening back at home right now that we have no political aspirations whatsoever. So you have nothing to fear from us. We are your friends.
We're from the government. We're here to help.
All right. So a lot of stuff to cover besides the nonsense we just blew a few minutes on. I got a new video. I do. Woohoo! CJ, you just saw it.
That's pretty cool.
We'll talk about our latest adventure from Dominica that's now been captured in video form and will be posted promptly at scubaradio.com. That's coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio. This station is participating in a multi-market contest with other radio stations around the world called Count the Numbers and the number of times the letter S is used in this disclaimer. The letter S was used in the word disclaimer, so there would be one. One, in this case, is not a number. It is a word, O-N-E, which would be construed as a number if it was used as part of a telephone number and or an address or prize amount, such as $5,000. The word $5,000 is not a word, but a number, 5,000, as in 5000. Now, let's see. That was four numbers right there, 5000. Ooh, there's four more numbers. If I was to say 5000 one more time, that would be a total of 12 numbers mentioned so far. Are you keeping track of the numbers and the S's? The S's have been used 37 times so far in this disclaimer. If you get all of the S's and all of the numbers correct, and you're the 25th caller at 1-888-GET-BENT, then you'll be the winner of a fabulous prize package. And by the way, the word 1-800 was indeed a number, 800. Oh, there you go, another instance of numbers being used. Oh, numbers, there was a word numbers that had S in it, and so far I've said the word numbers three times, so that would be three instances of the letter S. Now I just said the letter three. Was that an actual number or a word? Three, T-H-R-E-E. That'll be for you to decide. Be the right caller at 1-888-GET-BENT and win. Good luck from Bent Broadcasting. Oh, and those were numbers, by the way, 888, and there was one S in the word broadcasting. So good luck.
So Dominica Dive Fest, we were there a few months ago on the island for a week. I shot some underwater video with Mermaid Angela, Kelly the Brazilian swimsuit model, Single Scott was along for the ride, and of course all the locals, all the divers and people there from the island of Dominica.
So Single Scott was there with you?
Yeah.
I'm thinking back through the video, I'm just running it back through my head. I don't remember a lot of footage of Single Scott.
He's in there. And there's a lot of background scenes where you see a guy in a Scuba Radio t-shirt and swim trunks.
That's
swimming
him?
Through the background. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, no, he's in there. He absolutely is. Probably even more so than I am. But of course,
well, you were holding the camera.
Bill, if I could help you out, I just saw the video, so it's kind of fresh on my mind. It's right after the 16th close-up of Kelly's boobs. I caught a glimpse of Scott's head.
Interesting.
Maybe.
Is that the time when they flashed?
No, it was right before that.
Yeah, okay. There's a special effect that happened purely by coincidence. When we slowed down the footage and put it in slow motion, there's a scene you saw where her boobs literally flash.
It was sunlight. It was like sunlight reflecting off something.
It was like a northern light thing, or like the green flash, you know, that you never
the aurora borealis.
Yeah, it's one of those. I actually captured it on.
So
film.
You're saying her boobs are magnetic?
I'm saying that we caught that.
My eyes keep getting attracted to them.
Exactly. That we caught. It was. It's kind of like the boob flash, I guess. It's like a similar
thing. Like the green flash.
Like the green flash. We caught a green flash or a boob flash or whatever you want to call it.
Maybe a whale farted underneath her.
That's very possible.
And it caused some sort of disruption.
They actually have whales there in Dominica year round. So that could be.
Did you smell anything weird? Because I know that was above the surface.
I think I just blamed Scott for that.
Well, maybe now we know what really happened.
Well, maybe.
Maybe you owe Scott an apology now.
No. No. I'm going to still blame him. But yeah, we it is finally, you've seen it. You're one of the first people on the planet to see the finished product. What do you think? Is it ready for publish?
Oh, yeah.
Publishment there.
Yeah. The music.
You don't like it?
Music not great.
No, the music's good.
But the video footage is amazing. You did a great job.
You don't
job
like the
that.
Reggae song Dominica there?
Not the whole time. Can't really carry the whole piece.
You don't think so?
Maybe in and out.
All right, so much for being able to use that. The art's going to hate me now. But no, it's good. Hey, we're going to get it up soon. Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi, this is Kelly
and Carla,
the Brazilian swimsuit models.
You're listening to Scuba Radio,
the world's first radio show
devoted to diving.
And now, here's my favorite dive instructor in the world,
Greg, Dive Master.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me? Don't you wish your girlfriend was a freak like me?
All right, so you'd rather hear that kind of music? with that video. They're like Pussycat Dolls or something like that, TJ? I don't know. I like it. It's a reggae artist. His name's Remo. And I found it on iTunes. It's a cool song about Dominica. It sounds like he's singing about his homeland or something. And so we kind of create a little music video with that. And we're getting ready to put it up at scubaradio.com within the next couple days. Literally just put the final touches on the video editing. I had to learn a whole new crazy video editing system. That's why we're so backlogged on this, on these videos from our trips.
Well, you do a great job. They turn out looking really cool.
They turn out all right, aren't they? You know, for a radio show, we're not half bad when I'm not in them. If I shoot them, I have an eye.
You're more of a director.
I can capture that magic. I mean, and like I said, the fact that I got a boob flash, I think that's quite rare to actually
capture.
That's
God's way of telling you you're doing the right thing.
Okay. I'm going to go with it.
Greg, zoom in on the mammaries. Yes, Greg, yes. This okay. is my grace and my majesty.
Yeah.
I have created this.
Send your angry emails to CJ.
Yes, exactly.
SuperRadio.com.
It's all and, beauty.
If my wife is listening, it's all CJ, not me. All right, so here's the deal. You know, we have a Dan tip coming up, but I want to get this little story out here because, you know, there's ways to make protests and, you know, try to get publicity. And then there's these, which is a little bit of both. The ministers of the Maldives, which is a very popular dive site on the planet, haven't been there yet myself. It's definitely on the list. But they're upset about global warming because, you know, the statistics that have been thrown out there is that the sea level is going to rise anywhere from, I don't know, 7 to 23 inches by, you know, 2100, they say, right? Well, if it does that, the Maldives will be basically completely underwater and uninhabitable, leaving them without a cabinet to manage,
I suppose, and no place for them to get their revenue.
Yes. So they
tax water.
So as a protest or to draw attention to the problem, they had a cabinet meeting underwater to discuss global warming. And they did this with slates and that kind of thing. I haven't seen the video, if there's video of this, but it's a unique way to, you know, bring attention to the fact that their entire country very well could disappear over the next, you know, 100 years, 80 years, whatever, due to global warming. I don't know. What do you feel about this? Interesting protest. Is it a protest? Is it to draw attention? Is it just crazy divers having a good time?
Here's the question I have. What did they get accomplished at the meeting? What did they get done at the meeting? Did they get a lot of work done? Is this something which would focus their attention? You know, you're in there. You got one tank dive. You're going to be underwater, so you got a limited amount of time. They're talking.
It's a way to keep the meeting down to a certain length. Yeah,
I'm telling you, this is a good plan. I like it. I like it a lot.
All right. Well, God bless him for trying. Whether it works, I don't know. I find it amusing at the bare minimum, in one sense.
Does some people think they're all wet, though?
Nah.
Scuba Radio. How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
You suck. You have to survive. When you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls. We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of force fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, force fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes force fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of force fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio, divers consumer tip number 11. Please don't be tempted by magazine ads to purchase one of those underwater barbecues. They do not exist. They are a myth and a scam.
Well, now look what you made me do.
But if you did buy one, remember to send your $100 registration fee to Nameless Faceless Voice Guy, care of Scuba Radio, Drawer J, Square Station Depot. I'll be expecting your check. So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And in the studio, we have Jeff Myers, the COO and Vice President of Training for Divers Alert Network. What's on tap today, Jeff?
Diving with medical issues, Greg.
Sounds like a pretty broad topic.
If we were discussing the medical issues themselves, it would be. As it happens, dealing with this topic comes down to a single word, which makes this a very short and simple tip.
Okay, I'll bite. What's the good word?
Honesty.
Honesty, as in don't lie about any medical condition you might have?
Exactly.
Are you saying folks lie about having medical conditions? Come on.
It's been known to happen.
Well, I'm thinking some of them are just afraid they won't be allowed to dive if they admit they're less than perfectly healthy.
I know, but here's the thing. What we've learned about diving physiology and dive medicine in just the few decades it's been popular as a recreational sport is amazing, and we're continuing to learn more every day. Medical conditions that used to mean automatic preclusion from diving don't necessarily mean that anymore.
Diabetes is one that jumps to mind.
That's a perfect example. It used to be that if you admitted you had diabetes, you were excluded from diving. But now we've learned so much about diabetes and diving and how they interact, that's just not necessarily the case anymore.
So what's the tip here?
If you have a medical condition, please be honest about it. Lying about it or trying to hide it can lead to serious problems if those diving with you don't know about it. Folks leading the dive, as well as your buddy, need to know if there are any special circumstances of which they need to be aware.
In fact, a lot of them are willing to help out to ensure you can dive.
Absolutely. It makes no sense to put yourself or others at risk simply because you're keeping a secret.
What if you do have a medical condition that keeps you out of the water?
You know, I've seen a lot of amazing things underwater, and there's no doubt how much diving means to me. But it's not worth my life. And I'd say the same to any diver who asks.
What if you're not sure whether it's okay to dive with a particular medical condition?
Call Dan. We have a medical information line for that very reason. If we can answer your question directly, we will. And if you need additional medical assistance, we can help you find a doctor familiar with both your condition and diving.
So your message is,
if you are a diver with a medical condition, be honest about it. It's the safest thing you can do.
Really?
Honest.
If you're a diver living with a medical condition, it doesn't necessarily mean your diving days are done. But it does mean you need to be honest about it to ensure both your safety and the safety of those around you. So if you're asked, answer the question honestly. Do that and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
Alrighty. Now, you know, we got a lot of stuff to cover on today's show. Andrew Bousk from Olympus is going to join us in a little bit and talk about some new programs Olympus is offering scuba divers when it comes to underwater cameras and housings. And, you know, like the Stylus Tough 8000 that we had for folks to use on the last Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. Some cool stuff that they are offering divers, paddy divers in particular. He's going to join us and tell us about that kind of stuff. And also, Single Scott has spent the last 8 days down in the Florida Keys. He's been on the Wreck Trek, the first diver ever to participate in a new program, the Wreck Trek Passport, Scuba Passport, that the Florida Keys and Florida Keys Dive Association has put together for scuba divers. They're actually launching the program officially, I believe, at the DEMA show here in a few weeks. But Scott went down there and dove all these wrecks and is going to report to us on how that adventure has went so far and share with us, I believe, the first official scuba passport from the Wreck Trek experience right here on Scuba Radio.
And we are looking forward to him joining us for that. And, of course, it's just a part of the total package today as we celebrate Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Here on Scuba Radio.
Yeah, are we doing that too?
That's us. And, you know, for a lot of places, this is the day, the focal point of Breast Cancer Awareness Month. In fact, I have a friend on Facebook whose message today is to save a life, grope your wife. And I plan on doing that tonight.
You know what? I think that's a companion. I think next month, I think November is actually Breast Awareness Month.
Yeah.
Just maybe breast awareness.
Just general sort of awareness of the breast.
Yes.
What is the line again? Grope your what?
It's save a life, grope your wife.
Aha. Uh-huh. All right. So in next month it should be save
it's a cinch, give a pinch.
Okay. That makes sense for awareness month. All right. Well,
you'll
there
be
you
happy if she's not slappy. That's actually the that's the slogan for next month.
Oh, boy. There could
it's
be
for real, Copperfield.
These are real, Copperfield.
Yeah.
I can get my wife a t-shirt.
Okay. Maybe not. Let's rethink this.
So welcome to the world's first radio show devoted to breasts. And
I have news. Number one. This is not the first radio show devoted to that particular topic.
Oh.
Number two, this is not the first time we've been devoted to that topic on this program.
That doesn't sound right.
Nah.
But it's probably true.
Who writes these cards? Greg, who does your cue cards?
I don't know.
They're obviously hammered.
I never read them because she's so well endowed and
yes,
kind of distracts me. So anyway, we have that. And CJ, do you... I mean, we got to talk about some diving adventures that include you, because you haven't been out on one lately.
Last one I was, we went down to the Keys, which was awesome.
That's right. And but I've been waiting for reports for the lobsters to walk. So we got to talk about this lobster sex thing. Are you ready?
I'm not comfortable with this.
No, it's fine. But there's the lobster sex guru, or the lobster, what is his name? The lobster or something. He wrote a book on lobster sex.
He did indeed.
And he explained some of the...
He's the lobster whisperer.
Yeah, well, maybe. I don't know if he...
Sweet nothings.
He explains how lobsters mate. And we're going to talk about that and whether that helps your lobster hunting techniques. Or, you know, if you see a couple lobsters and they're behaving
in a certain activity.
Yes, then maybe you'll just want to sit there and watch a little bit before you snag him and bag him.
I see, that's the exact look I gave him when he originally came up with this idea, CT. I am not a lobster voyeur.
Yeah, no thanks.
Well, let them have their fun before you...
Does that explain the outfit he's wearing today, though?
Yep.
Oh, boy.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreAdventures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why, for the second year in a row, we have made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
You know, I don't have to tell you folks about scuba diving. So that'll save some time.
I love all the fishies, all the sharkies too. When I see one come towards me, I swim like you. I love all the friends down there, hey, don't you know? There's a friend of mine, the very popular Jacques Cousteau.
Trevor Corson is the lobster sex guy. He wrote a book, he's an author out of New York, about the secret life of lobsters. And here's what he says about lobster love. These are lobster love facts. And you can use these to amuse your friends at parties, or maybe apply them in some way if you are a lobster diver and see lobsters underwater getting their freak on. And can maybe use that to your advantage when you're trying to catch those little boogers. So male lobsters beat up one another to impress females. And then they beat up the female lobsters as well. I've never seen a lobster fight per se necessarily, but I guess that's what they do when it comes to lobster love.
Which is why, just so you know, in the lobster kingdom, the most popular lobster name is Mickey Rourke. A lot of people don't know that.
Fair enough. Lobsters do not mate for life. The female moves into the male's nest, but the relationship lasts only a couple weeks before she moves out. I've seen that before in real life.
It turns out the second most popular name is Bill the Producer.
In lobster mating, the male always keeps his clothes on while the female always gets completely undressed. What the female is actually doing is shedding her old shell when she mates. The male, by contrast, must keep his shell on during mating.
This one's just for me. The third most popular name, Uther Pendragon.
The act of lobster lovemaking takes about 8 seconds and occurs more or less in the missionary position.
Fourth most common name for lobsters, Greg the Dive Master.
But with the complication of there being 16 legs, and in the case of the male, not one, but two genitalia.
I'm sorry?
Fifth most common, CJ.
After making love, the male is hungry, so the lobster eats the female's old shell.
That's kind of gross.
Yeah. So I didn't say it was pretty. I just said that's what they do when they do it. And now you can apply that to your party favors when you're, you know, having your next dive party group or what together. You can share these little tidbits.
Or when you're done with your girlfriend, you can just eat her clothes.
Okay, you can do that too. All right, hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving is on deck. Stay close.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.